Senate will be in order. The prayer will be offered by Senator Shipley from Adams. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Jackson Maddox.
Good morning, colleagues, and welcome back for those of you that I have not said so to earlier. Let us pray. May we remember that all we have comes from you. Dear Lord, may we remember the words of your Son, Jesus Christ, who told us that apart from him we can do nothing, for he is the vine and we are the branches. We thank you for the special opportunities you have given each and every one of us to serve the people of Iowa and to help them live their lives as they see fit for themselves and their families. And as we get ready to observe the birthday of Martin Luther King, let us not forget his words, that if we are to go forward, we must go back and rediscover the precious values, that all reality hinges on moral foundations, and that all reality has spiritual control. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Chair recognizes the representative from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell.
Mr. President, we're here to inform you that the House is in session.
The message is received. Are there any announcements or introductions? Do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that upon dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate be adjourned until Friday, January 14th at 9 a.m.
Announcement. Would I be in order for an announcement?
Senator Rosenboom, you're in order for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the last 24 hours, each of you should have received a letter from Jerry Flegel, the president and CEO of the Hoover Presidential Foundation, inviting you to consider and submit nominees for the Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award presented annually to a member of the Iowa Senate. Included in the letter was a list of past award winners. And I think you'd have to agree that the list is impressive, made up of both Democrats and Republicans. So I would urge all members to consider nominees for this year and submit that form soon. You can do it either by paper or electronically, but do that soon, but at least by March 1 for consideration. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Mr. President, would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you very much. I just want to let everybody know that today at 11 a.m., the Network Against Human Trafficking and Slavery is going to have an event in the Rotunda as the Governor Reynolds signs a proclamation recognizing January as Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And she's also going to present five outstanding anti-trafficking service awards recognizing Iowans for their commitment to eradicating the crime of sex and labor trafficking. Following the awards, Secretary Pate will launch a new anti-trafficking campaign. And I just invite you all to join in on that. Thank you.
There's no further senators seeking the floor for announcements. Out of fairness to the body, does any senator seek the floor for points of personal privilege since we went back? Seeing none, there is a motion on the floor. You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Upon the dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate will be adjourned until Friday, January 14th at 9 a.m.